ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court's ruling on former President Trump's claims of absolute presidential immunity from prosecutions expected tomorrow, says ABC's Perry Russum.
This does not have to be a yes or no ruling from the high court. There could be some type of hybrid ruling offering a president some level of protection. The trial for this case was supposed to start back in March. It was then delayed as it went up to the high court. So depending on what the ruling is tomorrow, this case could move forward and we could see a trial before November.
President Biden's given no indication he plans to step down from the Democratic nomination for president. He attended fundraiser Saturday, 2 days after his shaky debate performance. Hurricane Beryl continues to strengthen, now a Category 3 storm as it heads towards the southeastern Caribbean. And holiday travel continues to surge in the U.S. On Friday, the TSA screened the fourth most people in one day on record. It's expected to screen 32 million through next Monday. This is ABC News. Police are trying to figure out the motive for a mass shooting in a residential area of a small Nebraska town Friday.
Police say shots from one house hit seven people at the house across the street in Crete, Nebraska, including four children, 3 to 10 years old. When officers went to confront the shooter, says Colonel John Bolduc, Nebraska State Patrol, they found
Billy Booth, age 74. Investigators located a shotgun near the deceased person.
Apparently self-inflicted, he says. Victims say recently Booth flipped them off and told them to speak English and go back where they came from. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A Serbian police officer in the capital Belgrade was injured Saturday by an attacker with a crossbow, and the police officer was guarding the Israeli embassy. Officials from Serbia and Israel say indications point to terrorism as a motive for the attack. Serbia's interior ministry says the officer fatally shot the attacker. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, big high-pressure system parked over Wisconsin should bring plenty of sunshine today. Really a delightful day for getting outdoors, just a little bit cooler than you would expect this time of the year, with temperatures almost 10 degrees below average. Now, tomorrow the clouds will slowly increase as the next weather system comes across the Plain States. That will likely bring another big round of showers and thunderstorms to Wisconsin tomorrow night into Tuesday. Currently, rainfall amounts are projected to be on the order of a half inch to an inch and a quarter across much of the region. Could aggravate some flooding on some of the area rivers, so keep an eye on that. We'll have another weather system move through the area late on the 4th of July and into Friday with a pretty good chance of rain, so this very unsettled pattern generally continues. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny and quiet with a high of 73. North wind up to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear and cool tonight. Be sure to grab a coat as temperatures drop down to 49 degrees. Tomorrow clouds gradually increasing. High in the mid-70s. Southeast wind 10 to 15. Breezy Monday night with showers and a few thunderstorms likely. Low at 59. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. High 77. The outlook for Wednesday, small chance of showers early in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny and warm. Low in the mid-60s, high near 83. On Thursday for the 4th of July, partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms likely late in the day. Low 61 with a high of 84. Friday should be mostly cloudy, somewhat cooler with areas of showers and thunderstorms likely. Low 62, high 77. And next Saturday, partly sunny, pretty nice, with a low of 59 and a high near 80. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Thank you, Tony. It is a sunny 59 degrees up from a morning low of 53. Yesterday, we had a high of 83. We had no precipitation. Record high for this day set back in 1931 and 99, while a record low of 41 was set in 1943. Last year on this day, our high was 86 and our low 62. Sunset today will be at 8:46, sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. No precipitation yet today. The barometer is slightly up to 30.29, and west winds are at 2. Again, it's 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. The Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast is being served up today, going on right now, and continuing until noon at St. Anthony's School. You're invited to attend and enjoy pancakes, real maple syrup, eggs, sausage, and plenty of dairy products. The cost is $9 for adults, $4.50 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. Also, the 2024 Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair will conclude today on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. The juried fair draws thousands of art lovers and buyers each year. All artists are exhibiting works of original concept, design, and execution in a variety of categories. Food and refreshments are also available for purchase from local clubs and organizations. Music entertainment today is provided by Jana K. Johnson from 10 until noon. And by Jambidextrous from 12:30 to 3:30. All performances take place in the Post House Garden located next to the Guard Theater on Jefferson Street. The 2024 Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair runs from 9 today until 4. Fireworks, barbecues, and parties often commemorate Independence Day. During these 4th of July celebrations, Ready Wisconsin urges everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2023, there were 126 emergency room visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. A quarter of those injured were children less than 18 years old. Children should never handle fireworks and should closely be supervised when they are in use. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. The easiest and best way to stay safe is to watch community fireworks shows run by professionals. However, if you choose to set off your own fireworks, Ready Wisconsin asks people to remember to obey local laws and permitting requirements for the use of fireworks. Always use fireworks outside and have a bucket of water or a hose nearby. For ground-based fireworks, be at least 35 feet away. Sometimes fireworks don't go off, but duds always pose a risk. Never try to relight or approach a failed firework. Let duds sit for 5 to 10 minutes before you put them in a bucket of water. Fireworks can be extremely stressful for pets. Keep them indoors. Close the curtains or blinds and turn on the TV or radio to provide a distraction. Only light one firework at a time. Lighting multiple fireworks at the same time increases the risk of accidents occurring from the fuse burning faster than designed. Consider safer alternatives to fireworks such as party poppers, bubbles, silly string, or glow sticks. Following multiple reports of people harvesting cicadas at Bigfoot Beach State Park in Walworth County, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that state law prohibits the capture and removal of animals, including insects, from state park properties. There are exceptions for hunting and fishing activities that are otherwise authorized by law, but these exceptions do not provide for the collection and removal of cicadas. DNR park staff and wardens have been instructed to make efforts to first educate the public on cicadas in state parks, and wardens may take enforcement action in response to violations. If you're aware of any other state park locations in Wisconsin, please report them to the DNR's violation hotline online or by calling or texting 1-800-847-9367. Utility scams happen at any time of the year, but will typically pop up during extreme cold or heat events when many people are more likely to need their heat or air conditioning. Scammers may impersonate water, electric, and gas company representatives, threatening residents and business owners with deactivation of service if they don't pay up immediately. Utility company imposters will typically contact customers with a phone call, text, or knock on the door claiming to be a representative from the local water, electric, or gas company. In the most common scenario, they will claim payment is overdue and the utility will shut off within the hour if the bill is not paid immediately. Tips to spot this scam include, if a caller specifically asks for payment by prepaid debit card, gift card, a digital wallet app, or wire transfer, these are huge warning signs, or pressure to pay immediately. Protect yourself against this scam by calling customer service. If you feel pressured for immediate action by an unknown caller, hang up the phone and then call customer service's number listed on your actual utility bill. If the scammer provided you with a utility bill, it could be fake. So be sure to go back to a previous real utility bill and confirm that the phone number you will be calling is correct. This will ensure you are speaking to a real representative from your utility company. Never allow anyone into your home unless you have scheduled an appointment or reported a problem. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The first judge elected in Richland County dating back to the 1850s. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, Chapter 9, it's titled The Bar of Richland County. J.W. Coffinberry came to Richland County in 1849 from Michigan and settled with his family in Richland City. He was elected the first county judge of the county, but then resigned in 1852. During 1852 and 53, he kept a hotel and a real estate office in Richland City and was quite a prominent man in public affairs. In 1856, he had his name changed by the Board of Supervisors from what was J.W. Coffinberry to Seabree. That's a capital C with a capital B and an R and an E, Seabree. It was a mystery as to why he took this step. The only reason offered to the board was that the change sounded like Coffinberry and was simmered down, so really nothing more than sea bree was needed. He remained in the county until before the Civil War broke out, when he moved to Kansas. He and his wife had been separated. His sons, having got into the stock business pretty extensively, now live with them. Mr. Coffinberry, or perhaps it would be proper to say Mr. Bree, did not engage in active law practice when he first came to the county. But after resigning from his office of county judge and having his name changed, he devoted a good deal of time, if not all of it, to the law profession. He was a man of good deal more than an ordinary education for those days, and a man of such ability. He was affable, pleasant in manner, and held the respect of the early settlers. Of notable interest, there is a Coffinberry Road just east of Gotham as you travel around the corner turning to the south of Highway 14. Listen next week, as July is Beef Month, for the history of Richland County covering J.W. Martin, honored by the Chicago Saddle and Sirloin Club.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, June 30th. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died June 3rd after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW today from 11 to 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday, July 2nd at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Monday from 4 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home. No formal services will be held. A private family burial will be held in the St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
This morning's birthdays and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For
years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, on this final day for the month of June, we have a good list of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out. Happy birthday today. Wishes going out to Karen Noble. Enjoy your special day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Also, a happy birthday wish today going out to our special lady, Karen Noble. Hope your birthday is as special as you are from Daisy and Duke. Thanks for all you do for us. Happy birthday today to Keith and Jody Hillesheim from Al and Carmen Durst. Happy birthday wishes going out today to Amy Rennish from 18101. Happy birthday today to Pat Blado. Birthday wishes going out to you today, Pat, from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday as well today to Sandy Rice from the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy birthday today to Tammy Bailey from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Also, a happy birthday wish going out once more today. This one going out to Pat Blado from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday from Debbie Sandmeyer. Enjoy your special day from Linda. Also today, happy birthday wishes are going out to Blake McCoy. Happy birthday as well to Henry Perry, Aaron Troxel, Ryan B., and Randy Schmidt. From the Richland Center Lions Club. Happy anniversary wishes from the Richland Center Lions Club going out to happy birthday as well going to Aiden Leroy Wilson. Happy anniversary to Bill and Julie Stebbins, Kathleen and Louis Wilson, Sean and Katie Myers, and Jimmy and Heather Bogardis. All happy anniversary wishes from the Richland Center Lions Club. Also, happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Tyler Biba, Dorothy Hackle, Cindy Portwine, Kurt Thompson, and Carly Nondorf from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday today to Ryan B. and Michael Subera from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to Bill and Julie Stebbins from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Also today, happy birthday to Karen Noble, Cole Muller, Kevin O'Halloran, Bruce Raisler, and Aaron Troxel from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday wishes once more today on behalf of the Richland Center Primary School going out to Patrick Larson. I hope you have a very special day today. Happy birthday as well happy birthday wishes today, or rather happy anniversary wishes are going out to Joe and Lori Pizer from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To all of you celebrating a big day, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope you have a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO Sports, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In home talent baseball yesterday, it was the Reds 9, the Cardinals 4, and rather in hometown baseball, there will be action going on today in different areas. It will be Belleville at Schulzberg-Benton, while Hollandale plays host to Muscadet in a doubleheader. Also in action, Pine Bluff Mount Horrible will be at Argyle, and Ridgeway plays host to Arena. So there is that for the schedule. Also in sports, Ian Happ hit a two-run homer in the eighth inning, and the Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 5-3 Saturday, ending the Brewers' winning streak at five games. After the game, 11 people were injured at the stadium when an escalator malfunctioned. The Brewers said six people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries and five others were treated at the ballpark. Tyler Barnes, the senior vice president of communications and affiliate operations for the Brewers, said the malfunction resulted in an increased downward speed in the eighth. The Brewers back in action today. Their weekend series tied up with the Chicago Cubs after winning the first game 4-2. First pitch today, a 1:10 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. LeBron James is not opting into what would have been a $51.4 million contract for this coming season and will instead seek a new deal with the LA Lakers, according to a person with knowledge of the decision. Also, the move is among those coming just ahead of NBA's free agency period, which formally opens at 6 p.m. Eastern time today. Though at least $1.2 billion in contracts have already been agreed upon because of new rules that allow teams to speak with their own players earlier than usual. Taking a look at other sports scores from around the league in National League play. Yesterday, it was Cincinnati over the St. Louis Cardinals 9-4. Miami edged out Philadelphia 3-2. It was Atlanta topping Pittsburgh 2-1. And the LA Dodgers scored a 14-7 win over San Francisco. In American League, it was Toronto 9, the New York Yankees 3. Cleveland defeated Kansas City 7-2. It was Baltimore edging out Texas 6-5. The LA Angels topped Detroit 6-5. And Minnesota scored a 5-1 win over Seattle. In interleague action, it was the Chicago White Sox 11, Colorado 3. Arizona held Oakland scoreless 3-0. It was Washington 8, Tampa Bay 1. San Diego defeated Boston 11-1. And Houston came out the winner against the New York Mets 9-6. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today. WRCO.
great love, your righteousness. I will not walk another way. I trust your heart, I trust your name.
I wanna take your all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for me today, he will make a way.
Situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Make a way where there seems to be no way.